Amen. I'm grateful for the responsibility. You don't hear me say that too much. The responsibility of preaching the gospel is a great responsibility because it must be based on truth. For the word of the Lord says that in John 8:31, it says, "The truth shall make us free." The truth. The word says, Jesus said that, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." This morning, my subject is fact or fiction. Facts or fiction. I've had the responsibility, the opportunity, and the reason I say that it is a responsibility is because I listen to people every day, whether it be on the television, the radio, the internet, or even talking to individuals. I have the responsibility and the opportunity of hearing people's voice, their opinion about what is going on. And I got to tell you, saints, we got to stick to telling the truth. Because it is the truth that's going to make us free. We are living in perilous times. We are living in dangerous times. Lives are at stake. And I'm not afraid to preach the truth because the word had already told me, you know, that they're going to deliver you up. And I know somebody said, "Apostle, why do you always say that? You know, you're speaking this over your life." Thank you. I'm speaking truth over my life. The truth is the word. It's the word. It is a good possibility because the word said it, that they're going to deliver you up and some of you will be killed. But the Bible says, "Blessed are they that are persecuted for righteousness' sake." So I'm not afraid to preach the truth, especially when I know it is the truth that makes us free. I have had the misfortune of talking to many, at least three or four people on the line, and I'm the one that asked the question. I said, "Listen, if you hear anything out there," I said, "we as a body have a responsibility to bring it to the congregation." Now, I really did not know. I didn't have facts at that time. All I know is I felt in my spirit that as a leader, I wanted to especially look out for the parishioners, you know, those that God has assigned my hand. And so I open up my floodgates, and information did come pouring in. And a lot of the information that I have received, you know, is what people heard. I've gotten videos, number of things that I've received in reference to this pandemic. But as I began to sit and ponder, a little what I've, you know, been hearing from people is grievous unto me, you know. I had, you know, one of my people came home and they said that this pandemic, black people can't get it. And of course, you know, being an auntie, instantly that grieved me because, I know trickery. Okay. What better way to get people to get it is to tell them that they can't get it. Yeah, listen, y'all. The devil do that to us all the time. You know, we do it to children. We can't tell them that they can't have something and then they want it. We put it up on high. They see it. It gets their attention even more. And one of the things, unfortunately, as a race of people, we ourselves have wanted what they say we couldn't have. And so one of the things that hurt me, and it hurts you, it hurts the body of Christ, is propaganda. Propaganda is information, especially of a biased or misleading nature, used to promote or publicize a particular political cause or point of view. And that's what's going around today. So today, I've been commissioned to speak the truth. I heard a television individual, I don't want to call any names, but he was asked a question because he had relatives that was in politics. And the question was asked, why didn't you continue in politics? Your dad was in it. Your brother was in it. Why didn't you do it? And he says, well, the simple answer is I don't like it. That's the simple answer. But yet on your show from time to time, you talk about politics. He says, but I don't do it to persuade people. I do it to put the facts out there and let them make up their own mind. As I searched the scripture, first of all, the Bible says tell the truth, because it's truth. It's not facts. It is not fiction, nor is it propaganda. It's not opinion. It's my own personal thought. It's not even that. That will cause us to be free. Free from what? The things that can harm us. If we know the truth, truth is based on fact, on evidence. A fact is a thing that is known to be consistent with objective reality and can be proven to be true with evidence. For those of you who just got on the line, my subject is truth or fiction. Fiction is literature in the form of a short story, especially short stories or novels, that describes imaginary events and people. Inventions or fabrication that opposes facts. Now, we need to ask ourselves this morning, what's our motive when we pass on fiction or fabrications or information that is not proven? Now, at first when I read information, the conviction came in when I was reading something from a black doctor, and he made a statement that says that we need trusted institutions to get this information out. I can't explain to you why I feel the way I feel, other than the fact that I have a responsibility from the Word of God to set people free from truth. Dr. George Benjamin, because I had heard so many things about black people not being affected. And on yesterday, day before yesterday, me and my niece went to the store, and we had on gloves and we had a mask over our face. And as another young lady was passing by us, African-American, but she slightly looked up over at us and she gave us this look like, y'all look so ridiculous, because she was free from a mask and free from gloves. And so the look that she gave us was, oh my goodness, I can't believe y'all falling into this. So I began to do a search on yesterday and began to listen to information that had proven facts. And we as a people, African Americans especially, we tend to listen to our own. So Dr. George, he said the same thing. And I want to share this line from you. Let's share this line with you. He said, for a whole host of economic, political, and historical reasons, Dr. George, executive of the American Public Health Association, says is a threat to African Americans need that African Americans need to take particularly serious. He says we get a lot of misinformation circulating through our communities. We fundamentally don't trust some of the non-black institutions because they do not serve us well. He said we need to make sure our trusted institutions, clinicians of color, people in the medical field, churches, community organizations are better educated. These ask the question why we are of a greater risk. He says that I think that the biggest challenge is the fact that people of color, African Americans, start out with high health outcomes that are disproportionately poor when compared to white Americans and other cultures. The highest risk is you get this disease is to someone 60 or older with chronic diseases. With African Americans, you start with a population that is already disproportionately sick, and if it gets exposed, it will have a higher death rate. Now, after reading this information, it's all cool. Even that, he's just an individual. He's just an individual. I did not take off running on that, but I did take the opportunity to go to more sites and even YouTube to what he was saying and watch video after video of black people who are doctors speaking on this information. But even then, I wasn't satisfied. I turned to the Word of God, and Malachi 2:7 says, for the lips of the priest should preserve knowledge, and people should seek instructions from his mouth, because he is the messenger of the Lord of hosts. And even today, saints, my message is not to persuade us neither here nor there, but to turn us to the truth. Because it's the truth that's going to make us free. There are so many hearsays, so much propaganda that is out there right now. But we as children of God, and that's where our conviction has to come in. We are children of God. We are peculiar people. We are of a royal priesthood. And so we can't, we are in the world, but what? We are not of the world. We cannot participate. You know, even as a pastor, the IRS discourages churches against participating in political events over their pulpit, because it is a known fact that leaders, religious leaders, have a great influence. If you don't believe me, let one fall, and they will make the news just because they've done what 99% of the world have done. Rather it be caught stealing, rather it be caught, sexual immorality, lying, whatever the case may be, they will make the news. It will spread like wildfire. So because of the influence that religious leaders have, we have a responsibility to make that whatever we say be truth, proven by facts, and have supportive evidence. That's why we have to stick to talking about spreading the truth. And our truth is Jesus Christ. I spoke a few weeks ago on a message that regardless of what we hear, we have a responsibility to look up to our Father and ask Him, Lord, is this your will? Because He told us, if we lack wisdom, what? Ask Him. He give it to all men liberally, upbraideth not, withholding nothing. You want to know the truth? I'll tell you the truth. But we have a race of people, we have a tendency of wanting to believe our own. And as Dr. Benjamin says, it's because other cultures have given us information that has been proven that they don't serve us well. Yes, all kind of things have happened to the black race. But to still be dwelling on what they did to my great-great-great-granddaddy, whom I didn't even know, I do myself a disservice. I have to be led by the Holy Ghost. For the scripture says in Galatians 5 and 17, we walk in the Spirit so that we cannot fulfill the lust of our flesh. And listen, I speak respectfully and I speak concern. You know, I tell people all the time, I say, thank you, God, that my mom is not here. And I know that is a crazy thing to say. But I think about the times that we are living in, and my mom was such a passionate person about certain things, political issue, you know, people, she had her views about it. And I say, my goodness, if my mom was here today, she would not make it into the kingdom. Because I wouldn't be able to get her to not feel so frustrated about the things that she hear and she see. And to know that she's not here, that is one less person whom I love dearly that I don't have to worry about if they made it or not. Because thank you, Jesus, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. So my responsibility is to speak the truth this morning, saints, so that we will know how to turn to God, regardless of what we hear, because we are in the world. Oh yeah, we are in the world. We're going to hear it. We're going to see things. You know what the word says? You did run well, but who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? There are times things will happen and we'll feel it because we're real people. We are, and I don't mean black people. I mean people. We're real. We all possess muscles and bones and tissue and blood and nerves, and we all have that. So we are all people, and it is possible that we will have emotions. We will have even opinions about matters. But as Christians, we have a responsibility to turn to the truth, to Jesus Christ. And we ask the question, is this true? The Bible says, he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit has to say to the churches. Now, when the word's talking about an ear, it's not just talking about a physical ear on the side of your head, because there are people who are deaf have ears. But he that has the Spirit, a spiritual hearing, that when the Holy Ghost speak, you are able to hear what the Holy Ghost is saying to you. When Jesus spoke and he spoke in parables, he was speaking in a way, by way of example, yet truth, so that he could reach a larger audience and that they would get clarity in what he was saying. We have a responsibility as Christians, because I realize everybody on this line is not of the fivefold ministry. But everybody on this line is a believer. And in this hour, especially when we are living in perilous times, we are living in dangerous times, that we speak the truth. Now, in propaganda, propaganda has a motive. Propaganda has a motive. And one of the things it says about propaganda is that it is of a political origin. And saints, they use it when they're running for election. It says that it's used to promote or publicize a political cause or point of view. Whenever people are running for office, one of the things that they will use, they call it ad hominem. I may pronounce that wrong, but they use ads. They run ads about their political opponent. And generally, when they're running an ad about them, they have dug up dirt. They have dug up false information. They've dug up. They take and they edit. You could hear somebody say, I hate, you know, spinach. Well, they cut out spinach and they play hate. But they also, in order to keep using that individual's words, they take a combination of statements they've heard the individual say, and they will put something like, you know, that is a beautiful black chair. Well, they'll edit out that and keep the word black from that tape, and they put I hate from this tape, and they put it together. And it is the individual tape, but what people don't or may not know is that they're using a series of tapes in order to put out an ad to persuade people's minds. So when it comes down to propaganda, propaganda is not reliable. It's just information out there. But the information that's out there, it has a political gain. It has a political point of view, a tone to it. And we've got to be people that ask, is it truth? Is it fact? Is it fiction? And what's their motive? But we know Jesus Christ's motive. He says, I came to save. He said, I came that you may have life more abundantly. We know his motive. I had the opportunity to teach a message on the line, and it's still on the line. It's one that I feel was definitely given to me by the Holy Spirit, and I feel a responsibility to put it up. And it is talking about the 2020 election. In this election, I figure we ought to vote Jesus Christ. You know, I said, to me, it's the only name that should be on the ballot. Well, I know that they don't want to put that name on the ballot, but you know, that there was my opinion. But again, I know that he's the truth. And I think that in anything that we do, we ought to seek the truth. Not just the truth about information, but we ought to seek the Lord Jesus Christ. And the scripture says in James 5, we ought to ask, if it's the Lord's will, I'll do this or I'll do that. Now, they use a series of things, from flattery. They use things like control, attempts to control a social environment through the use of social pressure. They use half-truths. They use black and white fallacy. There are only two choices. No, there's more. There is black, there is white, and there's the truth. There is the truth. They use things that part, that put out the message over and over again until you want to vomit. It's called ad nauseum. And what that is that you hear something so much until it has a tendency that when you hear something so much, you start to think that it's true. It makes you sick to hear it. But again, they have a political tone, they have a political stake, and they go with it. It is false. In the last election, I think it was 2016, one of the things they started doing like never before is that they would have the factometer. And the factometer started checking the facts of the opponents because there were so many lies, so many half-truths, so many flattering comments out there that the factometer was created to give people the truth. And come to find out, there was so much that was being said by all of them that was based on fiction. They were telling literature, short stories, novels that describes imaginary events and people, inventions or fabrications as opposed to facts. Saints, we got to speak the truth. We got to tell the truth, and we got to stick to the truth. Because one of the things I found out, I heard a lawyer say this. He says, in a courtroom, it really comes down to, he said, not facts. It comes down to which attorney can tell the best story. My God. People's lives are hanging in the balance. And it's based on which attorney can tell the best story to persuade the jury and the judge. So many times lawyers will say, you know, I'm not asking you. I don't want to know if you did it. You're paying me. You're paying me to represent you. So I'm not going to ask you if you did it. I'm for hire. He says, so it comes down to when we get in the courtroom, which one of us can tell the best story. And the individual life was affected. I do believe the lawyer did his very best. I was convinced. But guess what? It wasn't as good as his opponent. And the individual had to pay for that. Now, we are living in a time that saints, everybody is dealing with hurt. So as Christians, we got to ask the question, what's your motive? What's your motive behind giving me this information? I had one night, my niece shared some information with me. And, you know, I want people to understand, I don't have anything to gain except gaining a soul. Gaining a soul. That's all I have to gain. And she shared some information with me that was very concerning. It was. But the information that they gave would affect our lives. It would change our lives. If only but 3 hours, it would. The information was you know, put out there, and it was very professional. It was almost like in the form of an ad that had been cut out of the newspaper. And the information was saying that between the hours of 12:30 to 3:30 a.m. that we are to turn off our phones because something was going to take place in the sky, and there was going to be a high amount of radiation that was going to go over the skies. And if we had our electronics near us, we could be burned or zapped by the radiation. Well, I instantly, and I'm grateful when I get information like that, okay? Because that means somebody's concerned about me, somebody care about me. But being who I am, I have to turn to the truth. I have to turn to prayer. I have to consult God in the matter. And it was very close to 12:30, so I had to search quick, and I had to pray and rely that the Holy Spirit was going to speak to me just as fast. And instantly, he directed me towards some information that says that is a statement that has been circulating for years. But they have not, and the thing is, it came from the site that they said, go to. But because they are known trusted sites, people, again, propaganda, if they had a political gain, if I put this there, they won't really look. They'll just trust that it's true. Well, I went to those sites and they said that it is untrue. It's not founded or based on facts or evidence, but they haven't been able to stop it. But how many people reacted on it? How many people were fearful? We have the world is flooded. It's flooded with information. Some have a motive, some don't. Some genuinely care. But I know who loved me enough to die for me. And so if I don't know anything else, he's going to tell me the truth. And we as Christians, as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, we got to go back to him and ask him, what's his will for our lives? The Bible said we are living in perilous times, you know, and there are traitors. There are traitors. They're unthankful. They're unholy. People who are lovers of selves more so than God. This is the time that we're living in. We don't have time to really focus on anything else and spread anything else other than the truth. We are on the clock. Ezekiel 44:23 says, they are to teach, talking about the priests, they are to teach my people the difference between the holy and the uncommon, and show them how to discern between the clean and the unclean. Saints, we have a responsibility. And the responsibility that I have this morning is to persuade you towards the truth. Know the truth. Because it is the truth that's going to set us free. Hosea 4:6 says, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I also will reject you from being priests for me. Because you have forgotten the law of God, I also will forget your children. Let's stick to the truth, saints. We have a responsibility. 3 John 1:9 says, beloved, do not imitate what is evil, but what is good. The one who does good is of God. The one who does evil has not seen God. As I said earlier, Dr. George Benjamin said, our reasoning for not wanting to really hear people of other colors and races is because they have not served us well. But that's not the case with all. I know many, hundreds of religious leaders that's not of my same color, my same race, that speaks the truth. And I listen to them, not because of their race, but because of the truth. So now what if they were saying this information? Will you go based on it being fact or based on it by it being fiction? Psalms 34 and 14 says, turn from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. You know, one of the reasons, saints, is that people turn to hearsay is because they're afraid to die. And you know, some of the propaganda that was out there is that black people couldn't get this, be affected by this pandemic. Is that we, because again, my niece came home and said it to me. And it grieved me because she is impressionable. The Facebook is impressionable. Social media is impressionable. Why? Because of the effect of ads. And one of the things it says, ad nauseum, you hear it so much until you tend to believe it's true. There are so many people that are good at graphic arts. Listen, they have even created sites wherein you can look like a professional yourself and putting together ads. They have equipped us with the material and the equipment and the technology that we can do voiceovers. We can edit our own tapes. We can edit our own videos. We can do all this stuff ourselves. To be honest with you, I really don't even know how anybody in the media profession, graphic designers, how they make any money. I told somebody years ago that my threat is not a big company, a big printing company that have presses. They are not competitors. My competitor is a person who's at home and who's good at working on their computer. That's my competitor, because those are the people that can affect my pocket because they have what I have. They just may not know what I know. 1 John 3:9 says, anyone born of God refuses to practice sin because God's seed abides in him. He cannot go on sinning. It didn't say they didn't ever sin, but they can't go on sinning. And you know, I thank God for this scripture particularly because as a Christian, one of the things I dealt with greatly is how, you know, I would read certain scriptures and my God, it would vex me like all the hope just drained out of me. But when I read this, it says they cannot go on sinning because he has been born again. We can't continue in sin that grace may abound. God forbid. And even if we are passing on information that we believe true, you don't have to be the originator of the lie, but you can't continue to spread the lie. John 3:10 says, by this the children of God are disgusted from the children of the devil. Anyone who does not practice righteousness, and I've been teaching on the difference between right versus righteousness, is not of God, nor is anyone who does not love his brother. It does not matter, saints. It does not matter. If you don't love, period, you're not of God. There have been some hateful people that has been speaking against the information that is going out all over the world, warning people about this pandemic. Doctors who have no political origin that is trying to warn people. They said, we do not have a cure. The only thing that has been proven that does work is wearing a mask and putting on gloves. This thing is not restricted to color. It's not restricted to age. It's not restricted even to health. I took it upon myself to even search out the statistics of who has been affected by this. And one of the things I noticed, and they've been saying this, is that people who are over 65, people who have underlying health issues, especially those who have heart issues, lung issues, diabetics. It's not restricted to age. And in every category, I found that people have died. The smallest percentage, but yet there was still a percentage, people who did not have underlying health issues, did not meet the age requirement, yet they died too. And I said to one of my relatives just on yesterday, I said, remember they were saying that black people couldn't be affected? And they said, yes. I said, do you know how many white people wish they can get up and ask the question, why am I dead? Then why am I dead? Now we are living in a time where they are saying that this is for blacks. This is for us. It was created for us. Well, if it was created for us, why have Asians died? It's all over in Europe. It's all around the world. Philippines, people in the jungle, people in Africa. And if you haven't noticed that everybody in Africa is not dark. They're not dark. Just like everybody over here is not dark. Indians have died all around the world. And so my motive here is to turn us to the truth, is to get us to consult the Lord and ask Him, Lord, what is your truth? What is the word? What is the will? But all I know is that it has been pressed upon me as a pastor, as a spiritual leader, to give godly counsel. And the best counsel I can give you is to turn you to the truth. It's to turn you to the truth. So the bottom line here is know the Bible. Turn to the truth. God wants to give us wisdom. He says, think clearly and ask God for wisdom and righteous discernment. Do not become a casualty of the enemy's propaganda. Saints, if we're not careful, people have started wars because of propaganda. People have lost their lives over propaganda. One of the things I've realized is that because our race, see, at first, there was no black people that had been affected by this that we knew of. See, that's the thing. We gotta know this. There are thousands and thousands and thousands of people have died. I have not saw their picture. I do not know who all have died. So for me to definitively say that black people can't be affected by this, I can't say that. I have no information to support that. Now for me to definitively say this was created for blacks to eliminate our race, I cannot say that. But what I can do is pray and believe that if don't nobody else love me enough to tell me the truth, the Lord God will. And because now we are saying that this was created to eliminate the black race, what is that doing? Breeding hatred, breeding distrust, breeding false information. And we are continuing the racism. But as Christians, we can have no part of that, because we have a God. And the scripture says in 1 John, the second chapter, I wish that none would sin. And if any man sin, we have an advocate, Jesus Christ the righteous, not just for us, but for the whole world. This thing does not respect any race of people. Listen, it doesn't even respect the people of the medical profession. And we are praying for them because what? They are first responders. But guess what? This thing don't care. Doctors have died. Nurses have died. This is a pandemic. But what is happening, and I speak with assurance, is we are living in the last days. It has been prophesied, not propaganda, but proven by the word of God, that these things will come, and now is. I tell people this, rather I look at the news or not, I can tell you where we are in time. But the Bible still holds, no man know the day nor the hour when the Son of Man shall return. But if I just stick to the truth shall make me free. So I encourage all of you, because we have power. We are effective. Not black people, not white people, but Christians. We have the power to affect a nation. How many times you heard people say that I have a word for the nation? I have a word for this generation. It's time to speak that word and that word only. Because lives have been lost. Because somebody put out there that a race of people couldn't be touched. And guess what? People started being careless. And then all of a sudden, now that race of people is, the death toll is rising fast. It was because they believed the propaganda that they couldn't be affected. So they did not take heed to the warning. I'm going to share this in my closing. One day I was looking at television, and it was a political rally. And on the back of two shirts, and they were white, and this is why it caught my attention, is because they were white, but they had on a white shirt with black writing that says, Blacks love the president. And there lies propaganda, and which means that they wouldn't have normally would have worn that shirt, because they wasn't excited about that. They wouldn't, you know, they wasn't pleased about that. They wasn't celebrating that. But what they were using was a political tactic. And as they say, if they say it enough, people are persuaded, people are affected, and they will tend to believe it. So I have a responsibility as a pastor and as a woman of God, as a Christian, as a believer myself in the Lord Jesus Christ. For the lips of a priest should preserve knowledge, and the people should seek instructions from them, because he is the messenger of the Lord. Mankind, rather man or woman, we are the messengers of the Lord. So Ezekiel 44 says, they are to teach my people the difference between the holy and the common.
and show them how to discern between clean and unclean. And the scripture says in 1 John 5:17, all unrighteousness is sin. If it's not righteous, God can't be glorified through it. Let's stay away from it. I thank God this morning, saints, because I taught this tough message, because I was led to, because these are the kind of messages that Paul told Timothy, you got to preach in season and out of season. I have nothing to gain but to snatch people out of the fire and to tell people, let's just stick with the truth. We will not share. And if I had not been affected by so many people that I know get on this line, I don't have the funds to go on television or go on radio. I don't have those funds. But guess what? Just by me teaching this message today, I have people on this line that are from different states. I know of at least 3 or 4 states that are on here right now that heard this message, and knowing the truth, they have spread it. So there goes, I just sent the word of the Lord out. I gave you scriptures to support the truth. And prayerfully, we will run. They that hear it will run. So I thank God for you this morning getting on the line. I thank God for everything that God has poured into me, because this gives me a peace, saints. This gives me a peace. Because guess what? The word says, and all that is happening in this hour, people are running scared because they don't want to die. Christians are turning to hearsays and political point of views because they don't want to die. But the scripture already told us it is appointed. There is a particular time. Rather you are affected by a pandemic, rather you in perfect health, whether you are the perfect age, eat right, whatever the case is, death will go beyond all that you are doing, because it has a responsibility and appointed time for us to die, and after that, the judgment. So I don't care what is being spoken. The word of God has already been spoken, and we are asked the question, whose report shall we believe? We shall believe the report of the Lord. God did not tell us that we was never going to die. Stop trying so hard not to. Because we've got to be changed from immortal to mortality. We're going to have to if we are going to be with the Lord. But what I do want is to live until the Lord called me home, and not a moment sooner. But if God decides. How many times are we trying to comfort people and tell them the Lord knows, the Lord did what was best? I experienced that at my own mother's gravesite. And you know what the misfortune is? I made out like a bandit. But I was too grieved to know it until I got home. When I had a moment of crying and breaking down, people started putting money and cards in my hands because I began to break down at the gravesite. Really? You couldn't have done it at a better time? What, did you really think that you putting money in my hands, cards in my hands, was going to stop me from crying? And I told them, I say, stop it. That is my mother in there. That is not the Holy Ghost. That is not a Bible, and that coffin is not filled with scriptures. Stop telling me like I'm supposed to just stop crying because God knew best. I didn't say he didn't. I'm hurting because I experienced a loss, but my loss was God's gain. I had enough sense to know that. But if we stick to the truth, we save lives. We save lives. So let's tell the truth, saints. Save somebody from the fire. God bless you. Thank God for the opportunity to share the truth with you. Keep me lifted up in prayer.